You're listening to the Mosaic Podcast, brought to you by Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Each episode of this podcast will offer you excerpts from the Mosaic TV news magazine, which airs Sunday from January to April in the Palm Beaches. Mosaic explores the most pressing issues facing the Jewish community here at home and around the world. And now, here's your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy.
Welcome to our 45th season of Mosaic. I'm your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy. Mosaic is Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County's weekly news magazine, exploring the most critical issues facing Jews here and around the world. The last decade has seen an increase in antisemitism on college campuses across the United States. And sadly, the ongoing war in Israel has brought more hate and ignorance to the forefront. Today, an informative discussion of the current atmosphere on campus. Joining us today to discuss antisemitism on college campuses is Adam Collette. Adam is the executive director of Hillel of Broward and Palm Beach County. Adam, welcome back to Mosaic. It's wonderful to see you again.
Thank you, Susan. It's wonderful to be here.
Before we talk about antisemitism, why don't you tell our diverse audience what Hillel is?
Sure. So Hillel is a premier organization on college campuses built over 100 years ago to serve Jewish students, to build Jewish community, to get Jewish students to understand how living a Jewish life can be relevant to their lives, and of course to connect students to Israel.
Can you provide an overview of what's going on college campuses regarding antisemitism?
Yes, it's a tough topic. There have been, since October 7th, nearly 1,000 incidents reported of anti-Semitism at Hillels across the country. That's everything from harassment to physical violence to other challenges on campus. Just to compare, by October, there had been more incidents in September and October of the academic year than any other year on record from September all the way through June. So anti-Semitism was up before October 7th. It has been drastically up since that.
Can you describe some ways that it's changed?
Well, I can tell you that, and I don't want us only to talk about doom and gloom, because there's wonderful things happening on campus, and it's not all bad to be a Jewish student on campus. But I do have to make sure that folks understand that the statistics that they're reading about in the papers are absolutely true. Across the country, anti-Semitism is up, and students are challenged by a host of different factors.
What specific tropes are you seeing and hearing in South Florida and also at other college campuses across the country?
Well, Susan, some things have changed and some haven't. We never know exactly where anti-Semitism is going to come from, but it often comes from the extremes. In the past, it's been from the right of center, and now we're certainly seeing more challenges from the left in the political spectrum. Some of the tropes that are the same that we've heard for many years: Zionism is the ultimate evil. Jews, with their money, are buying political power and influence. We know that Israelis, or so we're told, are not the victims. The Israelis are the oppressors, not the oppressed.
We have to change that narrative. There shouldn't be oppressed and oppressors.
That's right.
So what do you tell your students? How do they combat this?
Well, I'll tell you. First and foremost, we have to make sure that they still find the joy in being Jewish. It's so important that students are proud of their Judaism, that we give them necklaces that they can wear, and they can feel a part of something much larger, and they can know that they're on the right side of history. We have to make it easy for students to come together, to come to places like Hillel, talk with their peers. We have to also make it increasingly easy for students to want to talk to others, maybe elder statesmen of our community, who can share perspectives with our students.
Are you finding that more Jewish students on campus are associating with, want to be a part of Hillel, want to join?
Sure. I'll tell you, Susan, it's never something that we're excited about when we see something like anti-Semitism bring the community together. But we've seen that students want community more than ever. We've always known that if there's a Hillel on campus, some students may not go to Hillel very often, but it provides them great comfort in knowing that it's on campus. Now many more of them are coming.
So which presents an opportunity to keep them engaged and teach them the beauty, I would think, of their Judaism.
You're so right, and that's what we have to focus on. Of course we teach. Teaching is important. Israel education, Israel advocacy. Our student leaders need to know the ins and outs of how to combat hate speech. That's on a small level. On a much larger level, our work is to make sure that as many Jewish students and non-Jewish students as possible see the importance and the beauty in a vibrant Jewish community.
Yes, the non-Jewish allyship is so necessary, and it's what we're about. We need the community buy-in to know that who we are and to combat all these fake narratives about what's going on.
The only way we can do that is one person at a time building relationships so people can learn about who we are, what Israel really is, and when they're presented with these complicated situations, they'll really know who they can talk to and try to gain perspective.
How are the administration dealing with all this anti-Semitism?
I'll tell you, Susan, it's different. Every campus is very different. In Florida, I found that we're very lucky. Certainly at Florida Atlantic, our president of the university, as well as the chair of the Board of Trustees, have been really easy to work with. They've sent out statements in support of Israel and the Jewish community and condemning Hamas's actions, while at the same time, we have phone calls on a regular basis with someone in their administration. But I'll tell you, this didn't start on October 7th. We've had relationships with the administration on the campus since Hillel has been on the FAU campus for over 20 years.
And what about you have Palestinian groups on campus. Aren't you creating liaisons between the two groups?
Well, there are a lot of different student groups on campus that we work with. And that's exactly how we try. We try to build relationships with all of the student groups that we can. Some want to work with Hillel, and from time to time, we certainly have found that some student groups feel that because of Hillel's close ties to Israel and our unwavering Zionism, that they might not want to partner and collaborate with Hillel.
Do you have any inspiring stories about the collaboration?
Oh, I sure do. I'll tell you. Last year, there was out of nowhere, a very anti-Semitic event on our campus where there were some people that came onto campus, freedom of speech, they're allowed to be there, and they started tabling with some very hateful remarks about the Jewish community. And the student body president is about a 4'11", fiery Mexican-American who we had brought to Israel the prior summer, and we had a strong relationship with Dalia. And we gave her a call, and she actually came down with all of the authority that she did not really have as a student
right.
president and told these anti-Semites that they were making her friends uncomfortable and that they needed to leave campus. It was amazing.
That is amazing. And I want to continue with the trips that you're taking with the non-Jewish students, but we have to take a quick break.
Great.
We'll be right back after this message. When we return, our discussion of anti-Semitism on college campuses continues. Stay with us.
Mosaic is brought to you through the dedication of generous corporate sponsors who fuel the work of Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. We thank American Commercial Realty, Appleby Udenfriend Wealth Management, BDO, Bremen Motorcars, Bruce Gendelman Insurance Services, Commodore Singer Baseman and Braun Attorneys, First Republic Bank, FPL, Rogers Design Group, and Shapiro Pertnoy Companies.
We're back with Hillel's Adam Colette, and joining us as well is FAU student Yolene DeCosma. Yolene, welcome to Mosaic. It's a pleasure to have you join us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You're in a unique position. You're a member of Hillel, and you're not Jewish. What made you decide to join?
Well, I think it surprises most people to know that I didn't intentionally go to Hillel.
Oh.
I simply needed a place to do my homework and followed one of my friends in. And thankfully, everybody there was so welcoming that I found myself coming back. But it was an accident. In regards, I didn't even know what facility I was in. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But I certainly came back and I learned a lot more about it.
Adam, why is it so important to get the perspectives of non-Jewish allies like Yolene?
It's important, Susan, for a number of reasons. First of all, Hillel's never a closed area for Jewish students only. We're a part of the fabric of the campus, and that's how we'll be most engaging and able to do our best work with the Jewish students and also for the Jewish students. And allies, when it comes to political challenges with Israel, are more important than ever.
Yolene, you recently returned from a trip to Israel. Do you want to tell us about that?
So yes, I recently went on a trip over winter break with an organization known as the Maccabee Task Force, an organization focused on creating non-Jewish allies. It was 24 students, non-Jewish and Jewish, to learn about the current conflict that is going on. So the recent attack on October 7th, and learning about the resulting war between Israel and Hamas.
And what were some of the highlights of your trip?
That, whenever someone asked me that question, one of the biggest moments on the trip was at the site of the Nova Music Festival. There's a group of religious men who were singing Achinu. They were singing while artillery was going on. They were singing for those who have passed and for those who will be back with us. And that was definitely one of the most impactful moments of the trip, simply because of the hope that was ringing through the air, a moment I would never forget.
Why is it so important to visit there in person? You know, you learn about it, but what does being there mean?
So a lot of the time when we read things, we see statistics, we see numbers. A lot of things are presented to us as fact and only fact. You don't often feel the emotion. You know, unless you had a direct connection, especially me, I'm not Jewish, I don't have any relatives in Israel. I don't really have too much of a connection to it, I would say. I was reading numbers. You know, I was seeing this many killed, this many kidnapped, and I saw the pictures of horrors, but even then, I would like shield away from it because it was too much. When you go there, you feel the emotion in the air. You see people crying. See the trauma. I visited sites. I saw the kibbutz Faaza. You see the atrocities, the houses that have been burned down, not on a newspaper, not on TV, but rather in person. And that's necessary. I think it's necessary to feel that emotion, to you know, when they say never again is now, it was one of those, that line that keeps on going through your head because you see it. It's not something that's far away. I feel like a lot of Americans, you know, we live in this bubble.
Yeah.
We're so far away from the conflict and we tend to be the loudest of them all. And none of us have actually seen it with our own eyes. And being able to see it was necessary.
And how do you deal when, now that you've seen it, you've touched it, you feel it, and you listen to all this anti-Semitic rhetoric about it, how does that make you feel?
It just makes me disappointed and sad. So it's disappointing, it's sad. I think a lot of it has to do with ignorance. I think a lot of it has to do with lack of education. It shows something about my generation that I wasn't too happy about. Because the demographic really is 18 to about 24 years old. A lot of the older people in politics do support the Jews. It's our demographic. We like to use the term woke. And we like to stand behind something that is morally good. That is something about my demographic that is true. But oftentimes, in our rush, in our passion to do this, we do not seek the education necessary to do this. And that's what I've been seeing. It makes me disappointed.
Do you feel comfortable talking out about that? You certainly sound like you're equipped with the tool set.
I do feel comfortable talking out about it, yes.
Have you done that? Have you been confronted?
I've been confronted, but not in person, online. A lot of the battle is online, which makes it a little more difficult, because people are not putting in the time to fact check or
that's true. That's
verify,
what's so dangerous.
Verify what's been going on. So it makes it a little more difficult, but most of what I experience is more online, someone texting me or, you know, boycott all these companies. And I'm like, why?
Why? So you're challenging them.
I do challenge them. I ask them why, to engage in open dialogue. So I do it very smoothly, very calmly. I try to engage in open dialogue because a lot of these people don't even know what they're talking about. And then as soon as you start to ask them questions, you can be the one to educate them.
Yes.
Urge them to seek the resources to educate themselves.
What you're doing is so important, and your experience is incomparable. Adam, how is Hillel working to create more allyship like this and taking more non-Jewish students to Israel? What are they doing?
So every year we work to bring an entire bus full of non-Jewish student leaders at FAU to visit Israel. It's not always easy to recruit student leaders. As you can see, Yolin is extraordinary and exceptional and was willing to travel to see something that she never thought of seeing before and to put her trust into Hillel to take this trip to Israel.
So the first time you went was this past summer, and I'm just curious. Would you have gone for the first time in December if you hadn't had that Hillel experience?
So no, the most recent trip was based upon the fact that people who have previously gone on the trip, which we term MTF, to learn about the Israel-Palestine conflict. So that's what the original trip was. We visit Palestine and we visit Israel. We get a whole bunch of different speakers with different perspectives. They took those students who have been on a trip like that or similar to, and took them on this most recent trip to learn about the current conflict. The current war.
It's so important to continue to do this.
Well, Susan, as Yolin really put it beautifully, you can't really connect to what's going on with some things in life, certainly to Israel, if you don't see it, if you don't get the opportunity to hear multiple perspectives. We're not frightened for students to hear critical perspectives about Israel because we believe that Israel is a righteous state. There's complications to everything. Not everyone makes all of the right decisions all of the time. But when you look at the historical perspective, Israel is a wonderful place in the world, and we're proud to share her with everybody that we can.
Well, thank you both for joining us. You're doing great work. And you, young woman, are a terrific spokesman for what's going on in the world. And joining us now is Talia Siegel. Talia, welcome to Mosaic.
Thank you.
You're currently a biomedical engineering student at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. But you're from our community here. Can you start with telling us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went to JCC preschool and then Meyer, I guess it was then Meyer Academy, from kindergarten to eighth grade. And then I went to Dwyer.
Wow, so you really had a very rich Jewish background coming from our community.
Yeah, definitely. I was involved in a lot of the different programs like throughout high school and middle school. Definitely in it.
And tell us, how did you find community on campus at Georgia Tech?
Yeah, so I got there in 2020 during COVID, which is definitely a weird time to start college. But one of the first places that I went to find community was to their Hillel. So at the time they were handing out like box to go meals for Shabbat and things like that. And I joined their freshman leadership committee as a way to get more involved and meet people.
Let's talk about October 8th, the day after the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. What happened to you?
Well, I guess on October 7th, you know, I was laying in bed at 1 a.m. and I saw the first videos of the terrorists on the white pickup trucks going through the streets. I was appalled. I was also seeing that there were a lot of rockets being launched, and I was worried for my family. I called my grandma immediately. I was like, are you okay? Thank goodness she was. But the day after, I heard that there was going to be a protest outside of the Israeli consulate, which is about 10 minutes from my house in Atlanta. It was for Palestine, and I said, you know, they can't be out there advocating for Palestine when this has just happened and me not show face and show that there are people here supporting Israel. So I showed up on the other side of the street.
By yourself?
Yeah, it was fall break, actually. So none of my friends were really around. I think I would have brought one of them, but couldn't find anyone last minute.
Did you show up by your with a flag? You came with a flag. Mm-hmm. So people noticed you.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What happened from that?
I just stood on the opposite side of the street. I just held the flag strong. I didn't really say anything. It was more just a matter of me, you know, being there and showing that I was supporting Israel still.
Didn't the media pick up on that?
They did. There were a few outlets there.
What have your personal experiences been with anti-Semitism on campus?
So since October 7th, I've seen the Jewish fraternity house, the AAPI, vandalized with the words Free Palestine. My friend's mezuzah was ripped off of her dorm room door frame. Some like smaller instances, one of my friends was sitting in the dining hall. This was closer to October 7th. And so some students were talking about the war, and the conversation quickly devolved into just these students saying, "I hate Jews."
And you had the tool set to combat this, didn't you, because of your association with Hillel?
Yeah, I had resources to use to go to. I think a key aspect of this is reporting the incidents when they happen so that they can be, you know, tracked and everything. And so there are several resources available to us as students. You know, aside from just going to school administration, we can also report to the ADL. Hillel International has a reporting platform. And then there's also an organization called Jewish on Campus that works to help students keep track of these incidents.
What would you tell a parent who's watching the news and seeing all this uprising on campus to make them feel secure about the safety of their kids?
It's definitely scary. There's no denying that. I think I have felt physically safe the entire time. Georgia Tech Police Department and even the administration has worked with us to make sure that we feel comfortable on campus. It is a shame that in 2024, Jewish students need to, you know, have their campus police departments to feel safe, but I do feel physically safe.
Well, you're not even in a real activist, you're in a activist, politically activist school.
Right.
I mean, you're extraordinarily academic, an academic institution.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is historically very apolitical. Before October 7th, I found it was difficult to get students to even engage with Israel at all. The Ivy Leagues get a lot of attention for what's happening on their campuses, but it really is everywhere.
Talk about free speech and college campus and where you think campuses should draw the line.
I do think that college is a really important time for students to be, you know, experimenting with different ideas and fully exploring them, having open discussions about them. But I think that if students are going to be afforded that opportunity, they need to understand the power and the consequences of what they're saying. So if a student is going to say, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," they need to understand that that is a genocidal claim towards the Jews who are living between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea.
Do you have an opinion on what the college, universities or college responsibility is for the student regard?
Yeah, I think they have a responsibility to educate their students on what anti-Semitism is so that they know the consequences of what they're saying.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. I know you're at the end of your vacation on your way back to school, so good luck to you and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mosaic Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to Mosaic on your favorite streaming platform and to leave us a review. Want more? Visit jewishpb.org/mosaic, where you can access full episodes of the show. To stay connected with the Jewish community of the Palm Beaches, visit jewishpb.org or follow Jewish Federation at facebook.com/jewishpalmbeach.